Incognito, Jesus explains the scriptures. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? Who could this be, that he should speak with such earnestness and sympathy? For the first time, they began to feel hopeful. Often they looked earnestly at their companion, and thought that his words were just the words that Christ would have spoken. Beginning at Moses, the Alpha of Bible history, Christ expounded in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Had he first made himself known to them, they would have hungered for nothing more. But it was necessary for them to understand the types and prophecies of the Old Testament. On these their faith must be established. Christ performed no miracle to convince them, it was his first work to explain the scriptures. He showed from the prophets that his death was the strongest evidence for their faith. Jesus showed the importance of the Old Testament as a witness to his mission. The Savior is revealed in the Old Testament as clearly as in the New. Light from the prophetic past brings out the life of Christ and the teachings of the New Testament with clearness and beauty. Stronger proof than the miracles of Christ is found in comparing the prophecies of the Old Testament with the history of the New. The disciples' expectation of a Messiah who was to take his throne and kingly power in accordance with the desires of men had been misleading. His disciples must understand in regard to the cup of suffering that had been apportioned him. He showed them that the awful conflict was the fulfillment of the covenant made before the foundation of the world. Christ must die, as every transgressor of the law must die if he continues in sin. All this was to be, but it was not to end in defeat, but in glorious victory. Jesus told them that every effort must be made to save the world from sin. His followers must live as he lived, and work as he worked, with persevering effort. Thus Christ discoursed to his disciples, that they might understand the scriptures. As he told them of the overthrow of Jerusalem, they looked on the doomed city with weeping. But little did they suspect yet who their traveling companion was, for Christ referred to himself as though he were another person. He walked as carefully as they over the rough stones, now and then halting with them for a little rest.